Doug McNair joins me on the other end of my line. Doug, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
This is a very exciting time for you, I'm sure. You're on the verge of your first international drives next weekend. You've been selected to drive in France and represent Canada. Before we get to all that, because I know how excited you are, I do want to ask you about the fundraiser for Josh Woodward coming up on Sunday. For those that don't know, Josh is the little child of a racing participant, Jason Woodward, who is suffering from a very serious illness, a kidney disease, I believe, and is in need of a transplant, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us about that fundraiser.
Yeah, well, I just obviously seen it on Sandbread Canada, and very heartbreaking to see that, cute little kid like that, or any young kid, something like that goes on, you know. You just want to do whatever you can to help them out, and read on there people were donating money and stuff, so right away, the first thing I thought of is I'd donate some of my percentage or my full 5% for one day at Woodbine, and it was did it last Friday, and I think James McDonald and Anthony McDonald also did it the same night as I did, and I'm pretty sure we raised around $2,800, like just wow, between the three of us, so it was a pretty good night.
You know, this is what makes me so damn proud to be associated with this business because, you know, you're what, 23?
Yeah.
A lot of 23-year-olds that are enjoying the kind of success you've enjoyed would only be concerned with one thing, themselves. Guys like you, and it's so indicative of our business, you know, looks beyond itself, realizes that there's something greater than ourselves, and the propensity to want to help those in need is just absolutely fantastic. And you did it again. Your family was also right there when the horse community in Newfoundland was devastated by that fire last December. You know, so basically what I wanted to say was, you know what, thank you for your generosity. You're a real credit to this game, and you wouldn't be thought of anything less than a credit if they didn't invite you to France, but they did to participate in what is a huge day over there. They're celebrating. How about this, folks? Celebrating the French Trotter. When have you heard of something like that in this side of the pond?
Oh, that's for sure. You know, they really think a lot of horse racing over there, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
When did you get the call? You must have been absolutely gobsmacked, as the saying goes.
Yeah, you know, I was heading to London one day there 3 weeks ago, and Kathy Wade Villar called me and asked if I'd be interested at all. So, obviously, right away I was interested, and we went from there.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time, and we were talking about this off-air with a little bit of cynicism, a little bit of sadness. It's going to be great for you to go to a country where, across the board, harness racing really matters.
No, that's definitely for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. Never been across the pond for anything, let alone horse racing. So, you know, it's a lot of people look up to you over there and look forward to having you over there. So I think it's just going to be a blast.
Oh, for sure. Now, what are your plans? When are you leaving? When are you getting back? Any sightseeing planned, or is this just business?
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to leave on November 27th. I think it's a Thursday. And coming back December the 2nd or 3rd. It's on a Monday or Tuesday. Taking my mother with me, my brother Scott. So a bit of a family event. And, well, we're going to do as much sightseeing as we can in a couple of days over there. But there's definitely going to be a lot of business. I think we're going to see one of the biggest trotting farms over there, or training farms over there. So a lot of people have told me that have been over there that's something to see. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to learn a lot just from, you know, talking to the folks there. Everything's a learning experience. Your dad, Greg, is going to be the one stuck at home, right?
Yeah, he's already gone to Florida, started training the babies for next year, so
make him work.
He's too busy.
Yeah. Now, your good friend Scott Zeron finished second in this race 3 years ago, so is there any pressure for bragging rights to do better than he did, if nothing else?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he did good in it. Billy Davis did good in it last year. Randy Waple, he obviously didn't have one of the fastest horses in the race, I would say, you know, because pretty sure he can drive with any of the top drivers in the world, you know. So and this will happen. He didn't have much luck over there, so it could happen to me too. It's just it's just the horses you drop or things like that. You know, Trevor Henry went over there last year or this year, I think, and he did this, he did the same thing. You know, he never drew the right horses, and
yeah,
and things just didn't work out. So it's just, well, however luck is that day, I guess.
Well, it's part luck, and you got to be good to be lucky, and you're certainly good. Speaking of Scotty Zeron, Scott pegged you as the one guy in the driving community at WEG that would somehow manage to punk him before he leaves for France. Has that happened yet?
No, he left there the other day. He was kind of, after you were talking, he was kind of waiting for things. You know, hopefully he has a lot of success down there. You know, we're all yeah, rooting for him. But stuff like that does go on a lot in the driver's room.
Yeah. Let me ask you, would you think about going to the Big M or stateside like Scotty did?
I'm hopefully going to stick it out here for now. You know, if you can make a go at it, you can still make a good go at it right now. You know, if you're one of the top guys, and I'm definitely getting the top horses right now, and I enjoy it here. You know, it's my home, and I live 20 minutes from Mohawk and 50 minutes from Woodbine, and I got a lot of close friends that I still like to see every day, and
yeah,
stuff like that. So I'm just going to play it as it goes. You know, if things obviously get worse, you know, I'm pressured. I'd have to go, but for right now, I'm just going to stay here and at my home.
Well, I mean, you're closing in on or at around $5.2 million in purse earnings, right?
Yeah, I think total it's like 5.5, close to 5.6. You know,
okay.
Like I was hoping to get $6 million this year, but that's definitely not going to happen. But you know, I've had a great year. I can't complain. I thought like we were in a bad accident at the start of this year, so.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying I didn't race every day of the year. Like, I think if you raced every day of the year and had a real successful year, I think you could make $6 million. But that's just not going to happen this year for me.
Well, 5% of $5.5 million, you know, I can count money too. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely great. But like Scotty said, you know, there's a limit here now. Like, there never used to be in the States. There's no limit. You can go after all your goals, I guess, down there now.
Well, it has been a great year for Doug McNair, especially the ride you had with world champion Precocious Beauty. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was definitely something to be a part of. I remember qualifying her, and she qualified just okay, I thought. And my dad always said she was great, or not a great filly. He always said she had a lot of talent. So we didn't know how great she was until, obviously, she got racing. And I think she won seven major stakes in a row, She just got beat in the Breeders' Crown elimination, and she come up sick in the final. You know, she got a tough trip, but she's supposed to be the top of that class, but she come up sick, and she didn't get no money that day, so we're kind of disappointed in that, but that's the way racing goes, and hopefully we get better luck next year with her.
It is a tough game. Your plans for 2014, what do you hope to achieve?
Well, you know, definitely looking forward to her coming back. You know, we had a couple of nice three-year-olds this year that I got to be a part of, and I would just love to be able to stay healthy and race as many days as I could and be one of the top drivers in Canada again next year. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I have no doubt you'll be if not the top driver in Canada, you'll be with the top drivers. You've acquitted yourself very well to this point in your young career. Keep up the good work. Good luck in France.
Thanks a lot, man.
Give my best to your dad.
Yeah, I will. Good talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye now.